And today's daf is daf chaf. So if you take it from the top of chaf amud aleph, three lines down, the Gemara asks Ibarilu. Amra eini shose machmas b'yusa. She decides not to drink because of b'yusa, not because she's not scared, but it's her way of admitting she was tameh. As opposed to what we said yesterday, if she was scared and she didn't drink because she was scared, that's not considered an admission. But here she admitted she was healthy, she was strong, she wasn't scared, but she said, I'm not going to drink. That was her hodah. The chaz of Amr Shosa, then she said, you know what, I'm going to drink. So chaz of Amr Shosa ani, mahu, what's halacha? Kem damra eini shosa, timea ani, kamra. So what do we say? Since she say, I'm not going to drink, that tells us that she's tameh. Since she's already established herself as tamei, lo matzi hadirba, she can't be chozer when she's already a chaticha nasis nevel. She's already davar aser. Odilma came in damer shosani gali daite demachwas biyususa hudamer. Or maybe since she's saying now she's willing to drink, tells us initially when she said she wasn't going to drink, that was really telling us out of fear. Out of fear, she didn't want to drink. And how do we know? Because now that she's saying that she wants to drink, tells us that her initial statement was really out of fear. Take with Gemara doesn't have a conclusion. So Amar Ravua de Shmuel tzarech sheyitin mar l'toch ha'mayim. So new point now. Seems like a new discussion right before the Mishnah Daf Chaf. So Ravua de Shmuel tells us that tzarech sheyitin mar l'toch ha'mayim. You have to place something bitter inside the water. Now what's something mar? Rashi just says anything davar mar. So l'chora, if you look to the Mishnah in Pesachim, you remember from Pesachim, that's our first the Masech that we learned together. So the whole Mishnah says elu yirakos sheyotin mar. I don't remember the exact language. And it has a whole list of things that are bitter. So l'chor, anything that's on that list, or even anything that's inedible, that might be bitter, one places in the water. My taima, what's the reason for this? So damar kra, me hamarm, shemarm kvar, the thing, the water that's already bitter, says Rashi right before the Mishnah, shemarm kvar, kodim mechika, that it was already bitter before you erased the letters. Alma machmas davar achar hemarm, not because of the water, and not because of the ink, but because something else has caused it to be mar. Vein merir al shem klolas bidikas, and the bitterness is not because the outcome might be a curse. The bitterness is an actual taste. It has to taste bitter. Nikra doha mekame b'chika, because it tells us before it's been erased. La b'nei bidbak ninhu, that it's already called meimarim before the ink has erased in there and before it has the ability to check. So it comes out from all this, as this is brought down l'halacha, the Rambam brings this halacha, that in making the sota, we have three things that go in there, four things rather. One thing is the water. The first thing is you take the water. Number two is you put something bitter, it could be anything bitter. Number three is you place the dirt, the afar. And number four, you place in the megillah that the ink erases. So those are the four things, the four elements of this mei sota. Okay, let's begin the new Mishnah. The new Mishnah tells us that ad shelo nimchaka ha-megillah, prior to the Megillah erasing in the water, Amra Eini shows us. She says, I'm refusing to drink. So what's the halacha? They already wrote the Megillah, they wrote the Ksav on the Megillah. And that Megillah can't be used for another sota because we already learned V'chas of La has to be L'shma. So you can't use this for another sota. And there's really no point of it. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah tells us, Megillasa Nignesa. So you have to bury it. It requires Geniza like any other Ksav, any other Apostle Tefillin or Apostle Mezuzah, Apostle Tzitzis, perhaps, requires Geniza. So it says Rashi, where do you hide this? Where do you do Geniza? So Rashi says, Megillasa Nignesa B'tseida HaHechel. On the side of the Hechel, the whole Kisvei HaKov, the She'enen Ru'in Likros Ben Nignazin Shlo Yizbazu. The halacha is that you have to hide them in order that there's no bizayim. This is a very important line of Rashi, by the way. First of all, I don't know why he's saying that tzidei heichel, where Rashi gets that from. I see a little footnote here. It says b'tzirei. Tzirei, that's strange. Let's see what they say here. There's a Tosfos here. Let's look at Tosfos for a second on the top, then I'll tell you the interesting line in Rashi for a second. Tosfos writes on the top here, Megillasa Nignesis. Yushalmi Tani Nignesis Tachas Tziro Sheheichel. Now, Tziro is usually refers to the hinges on the door, I believe, right? Is that what it says there? So the hinges on the door, Lama Bishul Lesachko, in order that it could ground, I guess by moving it back and forth, it's going to crumble up into little pieces, into powder. So Lul Katan Hayasham, there's a little pipe that was there. Visham Hamayim Nishpachin, and that's where the water would draw out of. Sounds like a drain. So Tani Ein Behen Mishum Kedusha. I'm confused actually as to what I'm reading in the Yerushalmi here. Anything on the English about this Yerushalmi?
They're saying the hinges.
They're saying hinges. And there's a little pipe there. There's the drain, he's saying, that the water would come out of from the base of Migdash.
Yeah, I don't see.
That's what it's describing in the Tosfos, at least. Okay. All right. So anyways, they place it there.
Why would it be allowed to?
Because it isn't being ma'abed biyadayim. In essence, you're destroying it. So, okay, I see that's a discussion here. But that's the very important line in Rashi. Because Rashi says, what's the point of geniza? Some people think geniza is that's the key, it's kavod. You're doing an act of kavod for the ksav. But it's really not an act of kavod. It's really just in a way of avoiding a bizayon to take place. So a person, in theory, could leave out, I'm not passing, I'm not advising this, but a person could leave out shemos, and if the custodian comes along in the shul and takes it and throws it out, it's not your problem. You just can't be mafsid biyadayim. So you could try to prevent it by being mafsid biyadayim by putting it in geniza and burying it properly. But there's no isser involved if you left it out, unattended to, and somebody else took it and damaged it. So that's probably what's going on here in this Rashi, in this Tosfos Yerushalmi, that the placing in the hinge wasn't you who did it, and people who are opening and closing the doors don't really know it's there, and it's Mimela, it happens to be getting destroyed. I'm not sure why they wouldn't just put in Geniza, but okay. Back to the Mishnah now. So Mishnah tells us, so again, she refuses to drink after the Megillah has been written, so the lacha is you put it in Geniza. U'mincha, so what do you do with the Mincha? So they already had prepared the Mincha, they took flour from her house, and it's ready in a klisharis. So the Mishnah paskins that minchasa mispazeres al hadeshen. It gets sprinkled on the deshen, says Rashi. What's the deshen? Al beis hadeshen shehi ba'azara. It's in the azara shesorfin a im psulei kachi kachim upsulei murim shemchitasan lefnim naklayim. So if there are other karbanos that somehow became possible, there's a special area where they would burn all the possible karbanos. Kedamrinu b'shchitas kachim shlosha beis hadeshen heim. There are three things that get burnt there. The whole kitchen b'klini surface bazar, so you have to burn it because it already has kedusha once it was placed into kli sharis. But since it's not right to be used as a carbon because she's refusing, so you have to do something with it. So you burn it in the base hadeshen. Then the Mishnah says ve'ein megillasa k'sheira lashkos basot acher. So like we saw, one cannot use this megillah even though it's going to have the same exact words. We don't write a woman's name in this ksiva; it's the same exact words for every single sota. But since we have the requirement of lishma, it can't be used for somebody else. Now let's say nimchaka megillah. Let's say they had erased the megillah, they placed it into the water, and it erased. Vamer, then she says, Tameani, she admits, Hamayim nishpachim, you pour out the water, v'minchasa nispazeres al beis hadeshen, and you take the flour, and you sprinkle it again above the beis hadeshen, and you have it burn there. And the reason why Rashi explains, this is Shitas Rabbi Akiva, before, yeah. Right, so this is passing like Rabbi Akiva. So if you look at the Rashi, Hamayim nishpachim, so he says, you pour out the water, d'cheven, d'amra t'me'a, and since she admitted to becoming tamei, b'duka v'amedesi, she's already checked, there's no need for the waters. V'mayim hamarim, lo nitna alelavaris asafik. The only purpose of the water is to check. Now we know the answer, she admitted to. What's the point of having a check again? It's unnecessary. That's all according to Rabbi Akiva. Even though Rashi doesn't say that, that seems to be Rabbi Akiva's opinion.
Which means that they already did the mincha at that point. Is not what it seems from the order of the Mishnah order.
It's a very good point.
Maybe yes.
Not sure. Maybe they didn't. Let's say they did it out of order. Happened to be right.
They all agree that it's
okay. Right. So maybe that's the case then. Okay. Then the Gemara says Nimchaka Megillah. Let's say the Megillah gets erased. V'amra Eini Sho says she refuses to drink. Now she doesn't say I'm Tameh. She says she refuses to drink, and there's a possibility she only refuses because she's scared. In which case, she's not admitting. So we have to still check the water. Still has to check her. In that case, Ma'arin Osa, we really encourage. We convince her. We persuade her. And to the point where we actually, if we need to, we force her to drink the waters. Now, Einam Sapekes Lishtos Achepanem Marikis Veneha Boltos, and it would be that before she even finished drinking, her face would begin to turn green, her eyes would begin to pop out. Vehemet Males Gidin, and she'd be full of Gidin, everything would start to grow. Rashi says, Mis Males Gidin, Hagidin Shebelechayeha, and that are in her what, cheeks? Nofchen, they begin to swell. The nearest kimlea gidin, as if her mouth, her cheeks are full. The gam b'sara nasis shita shel neficha, and her whole body begins to expand. The hachitani b'sifrei kimin sharvitin mizorakin ba. So she begins to expand in rows, in lines on her body. V'heim omrin, and they would quickly say, Ho tsiua, shlo titma hazara. They would say, get her out of here quickly, so she's not metame the hazara, says Rashi. Shlo titma hazara, shari niknar, either the shari niknar, which is the main entrance into the Beis HaMikdash, oh, ezes nashim shetetet de'achsham, or take her out, ezes nashim, take her out that way. And the Mishnah continues to say, V'im yesha zechus, if she has a certain zechus, then tolala, then it would the punishment would be delayed. Yesh zechus tol yesh im yesh lo zechus hisa tolala. Yesh zechus tolah shana achas, yesh zechus tolah shnei shanim, yesh zechus tolah shlosha shanim. Some women had a zechus that lasted for 1 year, others 2 years, others 3 years. It all depends. It wasn't one zechus in a 3 year waiting period. It all depends on how much zechus she had built up.
And she would be mutter to her husband in the meantime.
Yeah, we would assume we can't assume she's aser. We assume she's mutter. If something happens later on, then we'll figure this out. But until that point,
she does have a baby in the year. Can we presume that?
Ah, good question. She doesn't have a baby. Good question. I don't know. Let's see. I'm not sure. Sounds like a great point. Apparently on the bottom, just this doesn't answer your question. Is that something there, yeah? Right, no, we did learn that even the opinion who thinks it's a chus, her physical state will deteriorate slowly.
Yeah.
So you might see some indications already in the beginning, in which case she should be also right away. Okay. There's a line here that Maral is quoted on the bottom here, saying that 3 years, it can never be longer than 3 years. Because once she has 3 years and everything was safe, that's a chazaka, and that tells us for sure she's tahor then. Okay. The Gemara now says, Mikan, from here we learn, Omer ben Azai, famous opinion of ben Azai, Chayv Adam Lelamenis Bito Torah, a father is obligated to teach his daughter Torah, even though the Gemara's in Kiddushin tell us it's only a chiv to the teacher's son, not a chiv to teach the daughter. He says it's a very strong obligation. It's a chiv, at least that's a lashon of the Mishnah. There might be other Gersos here. There might be an Eitzah Tova. I'm looking for the side. Right, so sometimes it's Eitzah Tova. Right, it's Roy. It's very fitting. It's appropriate to a teacher, but it's not a chiv. But the Mishnah says a chiv here. That's the pashas of Benaz as a pinim. Why? Shim tishta, if she ever falls into the situation of a sota and she drinks, that the zechus is going to allow her to live a little bit longer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer kol hamlamed bito Torah kilo lameda lomda tiflis. This might be even the more famous opinion. He thinks anybody who teaches the Torah to a daughter is like teaching her tiflis, like teaching her stupidity. Well, we'll explain a little bit more what that means. Rabbi Shu Omer, Rabbi Shu's opinion is rotze isha bakav v'tiflis mitisha kabin b'prishus. A woman would rather have a little bit and not know much, as opposed to a lot, and have to separate herself. So Gemara is going to explain what this means as well. So hu haya omer, chosid shote rasha arum, visha prusha umakos prushim hare ilu mibli olam. So he explains that a chosid shote, person who is a tremendous chosid, but he's a shote, or a person who is rasha arum, so Gemara is going to explain what all these different lines mean, and an isha prusha, a woman who's so careful on things, and makos prushim, which Mark said as well, a person who continues to hit himself and afflict himself. These are people who really don't have much of a life. It doesn't make sense. It seems to be contradictory, each of these four individuals. And again, we'll wait for the Gemara to explain each of them, how that works. So there's a very jam-packed Mishnah here. A lot going on here.
Yeah.
So the Gemara goes through, Amar of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Kishayisi Lama Torah Eitzel Rabbi Kiva. I was just learning this morning in Irvin. That when Rabbi Meir was learning with Rabbi Kiva, Haisi matil kan kansum luto chadio. He places his pen into the ink. He was a lavlar, he was a sofer. Lo amar lo davar, and Rabbi Kiva didn't say anything to me. Kishabasi ate Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, when he went to learn by Rabbi Shmuel, he learned by both of them. Amar lo bini ma'am lachtecha. So he says, my son, Rabbi Meir, my child, my student, what's your malach? What do you do? So Amar Atila, I said, Livlar Ani, I'm a sofer. So Amar Li, Bini, so he says to me, Rabbi Shmuel says to me, Rabbi Meir is recording here, Bini, havi zoy shem lachtecham lecha shemayim, be careful in your job. It's a very, very delicate job. Shema tachser osachas, o tatir osachas. Maybe you're going to add in a letter, or maybe you're going to miss a letter, and nimtei tata machriv es kololam kulo. You're going to destroy the entire world. Why are you going to destroy the entire world? So Rashi says, im tachser osachas kigon alf vehe elokim emes, o tisyaser osachas kigon breishis baru elokim. But it sounds like it's only particularly if you're adding a letter that's really going to change the meaning, like Baru, Elokim Baru, as if multiple gods had created, as opposed to just stam, an extra letter or a missing letter. So if you were skipping a letter, that's going to be a tremendous thing. It's going to bring destruction to the world. So Marti Lo, so I said to Rabbi Shmuel, I said to him, Davar Echad Yeshli, I have one thing, Shani Matel Oto Chadio. You can come from Shimo. I place my pen into the ink. It's called into little, what do they, how do they define kind of custom? A jug?
They don't translate it, but it's a kind of, it's a substance, it says.
Uh-huh. So, okay. It's a substance. They don't have a definition of this. Okay. So Amar Li, so he says to me, V'chi matilin kan konsum l'toch adio? Do you place this substance inside the ink? HaTorah Amra umacha, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in regards to Sota, it says, umacha, kosav ksav shiyuchal limchos. It has to be something that's able to be erased. You can't write, with this substance of kan konsum, it doesn't erase. But it has to be something that if you place it in water, it's able to be erased. So my kamarle, my kamahaderle, it's a very strange dialogue here. Well, what exactly is going on here? So the Gemara explains, Tachi kamarle, this is what they say. Lomi bai b'chaseres v'yaseres d'bakiyana. Don't worry, says Rabbi Shmuel, don't worry, I'm a baki. I know when the letters are supposed to be missing a vav, not missing a vav, and I know all these things, so that's not a concern. El afilu l'mechash l'zvuv, d'dilma asiv yasuv ataga d'dalat. U'machag le mashile resh. So even if you're concerned that a fly might fall onto the cloth, and I'm going to make a dalet in that end of the dalet, the back of the top dalet is going to accidentally be on top of a bug I'm not going to see, and the bug's going to fly away or move away, and it's going to turn out it's only a resh, don't worry about that either, because davar echad yeshli shani matil l'to chadio v'kan kontum shimo, because I use this substance of kan kontum. So how does this answer the question, though?
Because it's what's saying is that don't even think that I'm going to make a mistake adding or changing letters. But even if there is the fly comes, I'm making sure that a dalet won't turn into a hay or stuff like that.
How is that prevented from the kankansum?
I think it doesn't get it just dries fast and it doesn't get completely erased, so the fly cannot affect it completely.
So the fly's going to stay there forever?
Or stay.
Uh-huh. Sounds like the fly maybe is. The landing of the fly moves the ink.
Right, but it doesn't. But this
one, uh-huh.
With concantum, it won't
dry
fast, so it won't happen.
Okay, the fly might come afterwards,
right.
And scratch it, erase it. Okay. So Gemara says now in the bottom, Aini, is that really true? V'ho Tanya Amar Debe Meir, Rabbi Meir rather. Kisha Yisi Lama Tore, to Rabbi Shmuel, Hayisi Matil Concantum Lato Chadio, V'lo Amar Lehem Lidavar. The story goes, now really first learned by Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel didn't say a thing to him. And then afterwards, Kishabasi, it's a Rabbi Kiva Asr Alai, then he says Asr. So the first case, he learned by Rabbi Kiva first, and then Rabbi Shmuel. But the second case, he learned by Rabbi Shmuel first, and then Rabbi Kiva. So who was the first Rabbi, who was the second Rabbi? So the Gemara answers, Kasha Shimash Shimash, Kasha Asr Asr Asr. There's two problems here. One is, who did he serve by first, and who did he serve by second? And secondly, who said Asr, who said Mutter? That's also a stira. So the Gemara says, Bishma Shimash Shimash Lokasha. In terms of the order of who he went to be Mishamish, it's not a problem. Meikara Asal Kamed Rabbi Kiva. First, he went to learn by Rabbi Kiva and came into Lomatsi Kamalibe. Since he couldn't get shot, Rabbi Kiva was too advanced for him. So Asal Kamed Rabbi Shmuel, he went to learn by Rabbi Shmuel, learn the basics. The Gamar, and then he learned Gamar refers usually to Misora and remembering and memorizing all the different texts. Right, Rashi says in the bottom here, four lines up, Asla Kamed Rabbi Shmuel, the Gamar, HaMishnayos Stumos K'mo Shein K'digamir Lehu Mirabu Rabu Mirabu. He memorized all the Mishnayos. Because Rabbi Akiva was way too advanced. He was already analyzing. First you have to know the Mishnayos before you analyze. So after he didn't have Rabbi Akiva Shir, he went to Rabbi Shmuel, learned all Mishnayos. And after he memorized all the Mishnayos, Hadar also the Kamei Rabbi Akiva. Then he went back to Rabbi Akiva and Savar Svar. Then he started to understand and analyzing everything. Rashi explains at the bottom here, the last Rashi, three lines up, V'hadar asr l'kame di Rabbi Akiva l'misvar svar, l'amod al ikr tamei ha-mishnah, to understand the reasons behind each of the Mishnayos, mipnei ma zeh tamei v'zeh tar, zeh asr, zeh mutter, no, to understand all the reasons. V'ama kol nevar shen nismach v'azeh ezeh mikro, what's the source of everything? V'zeh Talmud shayah b'mei ha-tanayim, that's the Talmud that they had. L'havin davar mitoch davar, and to be able to extrapolate certain things, understand things and apply elsewhere. If you have an interesting shaila, you have to know how to compare different Mishnayos. When you have a new question in technology, so it's not going to be answered in the Gemaras and in the Rishonim or the Achronim, but you have to know how to compare certain cases, and that you have to learn only from a Rebbe. So first he learned by Rabbi Akiva, but then kept shot. Then he went to Rabbi Shmuel and understood Gemara and Mishnayos, just memorized it, and then he went back to Rabbi Akiva to understand how to analyze things, how to apply things. So that's not a steer in terms of the Shemesh. But then the Gemara says, still, El Asra Asra Kasha, but in terms of who told him it's Asr to do what he was doing, that's a steer. And the Gemara, Ein Hanami Kasha, we have no solution for that. Okay, very interesting. The Gemara, now the last line of the Amud, it says, Tanya,
yeah. This was just brought just like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, because it mentioned about the Ksav
Mechika.
Exactly, that's the only reason why it was brought here. The Gemara now says in the last line of Chaf Amin Aleph Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda would say that Omer Hayer Rabbi Meir was of the opinion, Mechol Matilin Kankonsum L'toch Adio, for everything they had placed the Kankonsum, this again, this substance that apparently makes it dry quickly, they place it in all Dio, in all inks, Chutz, except for Miparshas Sota Bavad. They would apply it to writing a tefillin and mezuzah and Sefer Torah, but not with regards to Sota, because you needed a dafka to be able to erase. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Meir, a different statement, Chutz Miparshas Sota Shel Mikdash. No, he only says Shel Mikdash. So it sounds like it's the same thing. What's the difference? Rashi says Shel Mikdash is Shel Kol Sota V'Sota, of every Sota.
Not the one in the Sefer Torah.
What?
Not the one in the Sefer Torah.
Right, not the one there, right. Right, exactly. Oh, that's shot. Okay.
Yeah, because
that's an afkamina.
You might think when they start writing the Sefer Torah that when they get to the Parsha Sota they would use that.
But that's actually the afkamina. Because look right. At the afkamina, my afkamina, mine by die. What's the difference? They said the same thing. Every Sota is not allowed to be used. You can't use the this kankonsum. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah limchok la minat Torah ikivinayu. Can you use a Sota, that section of the Sota in Parsha Naso that appears in a full Sefer Torah? Can that be used for a Sota? So according to the first opinion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you see the top Rashi, Chutz Misota, Parshot Afil B'Sefer Torah. He passed in the Sota that appears in every single Parsha, in every single Sefer Torah, that's Parsha Sota, you're not allowed to use Kankonsum. And since you don't use Kankonsum, you're able to, in theory, take it out, carve it out of the Sefer Torah, and use this for a Sota. Now the problem with that, I think the Gemara is going to address, you need Ksiva L'Shema. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, no, even the Sota in the Sefer Torah doesn't require, one can use Kankonsum. Only when it comes to the personal Sotas that are written for each Sota woman, are you not allowed to use Kankonsum. So the Gemara says, V'hani Tanai, four lines down now, these Tanayim, Kiyane Tanayim, are like the other Tanayim we find in the Tanya, in the Brisa, that says, Ein Megillah, Sakshev L'Hashos Basota, Cheres, one Megillah may not be used for someone else's Megillah. And comes along Rabbi Acha bar Yoshia Omer Megillasak Sheir LaAshkus Basot Echaras, and he argues one is allowed to use it. How do these two different machlokasim connect? Because if you hold that even the Sota that appears in Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to place Kankonsum because that in theory can be used for another Sota. So he holds like the second opinion, like Rabbi Acha bar Yoshia, that you can use one Sota for another Sota. You can use the Sota that appears in the actual Sefer Torah for a woman. But according to the other opinion, it says you can never take that Sota Parsha out of the Naso, out of the Sefer Torah, because it wasn't written Ksiva L'Shema. That holds, like the first opinion in this Brisa, that you cannot use a Megillah that was written for one woman for another woman. So comes along Rav Papa and says that's not true. These two Machlokasim are not necessarily connected. Amar Rav Papa, Dilma, Lohi. Maybe they're not really the same. Ad Kan Lo Kamar Tanakama Hosam. The Tanakama says only there. Ella came with the insak lishim Rachel lo hadir mintka lishim Leah. Once it's written specifically for Rachel, it can't be used for Leah. It's specified for one woman. About Torah the stomach siva, but when it's written in the Torah, it's written stam. Whoever needs it, maybe there he would agree. Hachanami de machkina. Maybe he would agree. You can use it for whatever woman comes along the way. So then, that's Rapapa's rejection of that connection. And then comes along Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Dilma Lohi. Maybe it's an, I have another way to explain that these two machokism are not connected. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yachi Bar Yoshia Hosam. Rabbi Yachi only says by there that Elav Megillah Deiksav Lashem Alos Bolam. You can use the Megillah written for Rachel. It can be used for Leah because when it was initially written for Rachel, it was written for the purpose of a klala, for the purpose to check as a purpose of sot. Aval Torah, even though the Torah is written in for stam, not for anyone specific, but it was written to lislame ksiva. It was written to be learned, not to be used for a sota case. So achanami did lemachkinan. So maybe you couldn't use it in that case. Only when it was written for a particular purpose of sota can it be used for another woman. But for the sefer Torah, it was written to be learned from. That can be used for sota. Okay, now the Gemara challenges the opinion of Rabbi Yachi Bar Yoshia, who says he allowed you to use the Megillah for one woman to be transferred to another woman. Is that really true? Does he really allow that to happen? Rabbi Yachi Bar Yoshia lo lesle, he doesn't hold of the following klal. Kosev legarish is ishto, when it comes to gidden, when you write a get for one woman, one wife, v'nimloch, and he decides to not divorce her, and then matza ben iro, and he finds another person of a city, so the city on the get says the same city. Vamarlo Shemi Kishimcha Shem Ishi Kishem Ishcha. We have the same names. We marry the same name. Our wives have the same names. We live in the same city. Just take this get, and it's yours if you'd like to use it. And he doesn't hold that. He allows that to happen because there the Gemara tells us that's possible. It doesn't work. Possible Agarishbo. You can't use it. You have to have Ksiva Lashmo when it comes to the get. So Rabbi Achi Bar Yoshia says you don't require Ksiva Lishma when it comes to Megillah. You can use a Megillah written for one woman for somebody else. So does he say by a get also, you can transfer a get to someone else who has the same exact names and details? So the Gemara says, there's a difference between get and get and sota. Amri Hasan, when it comes to gidden, it says, v'chasav la. Amri Achman, the Torah says, chasav la to her. But in Ksiva Lishma, the Ksiva has to be written la for her. Hachanami, v'asalad, says, also it has to be made for her. It can't be made for her and given to somebody else. So Gemara says, my asiya mechika. Asiya doesn't refer to ksiva. Asiya means the erasing. If it was written for Rachel, it still can be used for Leah. But the asiya, it's the mechika that's the concern when it comes to sota. If it was nimchaka for Rachel, then it couldn't be used for Leah, because the pasuk is asa. But if it wasn't yet written, you can transfer sotas from one woman to another woman. And that's very different than the case of gittin. Okay, let's keep going.
It doesn't explain why the other, why Chachamim hold that we don't hold it.
Why Chachamim think that even the Ksiva will be problematic. Because the Pasuk also says V'chasav. It doesn't say V'chasav La, but does it say V'chasav? I guess they think when it says V'asala, that word La is even going back to qualify that the Ksiva has to be Lishma as well.
What he does see here is that it's possible that even according to Rav Achi Bar Yishai, he would still hold that has to be written the Shem Allah, not like a sefer. Because even though it doesn't have to be written for a specific person, it has to be written for a curse. But it doesn't say void.
Looking back at Tosfos for a second, and Amud Aleph, some interesting Tosfos here. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says around halfway down, Chaf Amud Beis, the two dots. The Gemara says, Eino maspekes lishos ad shepaneo. And she didn't complete drinking until her face started to turn green and she started to swell up. So the Gemara explains, Mani, who holds this way? Rabbi Shimon, hey, Rabbi Shimon saw this opinion. We saw this opinion earlier in the Masechta. Damar makives min chasa, v'charkach mashke. That first you makiv the carbon, and only afterwards do you make her drink. Dekama de lo karba. Rabbi Kiva also says this. Yes. So the kama de lo karva minchasa lo batkei lemaya. So long as the carbon has not been brought, the mincha hasn't been brought, the waters won't check. Dichsiv minchas zikaron maskeres avon. That the mincha that's being brought is what really checks her. So the fact that you need the, if you just check the water and the carbon wasn't brought yet, nothing's going to happen. It has to dafka be when the mincha was first brought, and then she starts to drink, it begins to check.
It's not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that even if you change the order, it's still both.
And Rabbi Shimon thinks it won't check, b'dieved?
Here it says... right, Rabbi Akiva says, "Im nimchaka megidah v'meret eini shota, mashkim ota v'al korcha af, im nimchaka megidah shelo kedim kodem ha'akrava." But that's not what I don't think that he says. That that's why it's only...
The English says that it is according to Rabbi Akiva, but he's just not mentioned here.
But it does. Because he holds that if it's in the wrong order, it's still both king. But it, I think according to the chart here,
which could still be fine because the Mishnah is talking about being done in order. That the mincha is brought and then she drinks the water.
Right.
And the moment she drinks the water, she begins to react. So that's Rabbi Shimon and apparently also Rabbi Akiva as well. So the Gemara says now, Eima Sefer, but look at the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah tells us, Yesh la zechus, if she has a certain zechus, Haisa tolala, Asun the Rabbanon. That goes according to the Rabbanon, not Rabbi Shimon. Because the Rabbi Shimon, Hamar ain't Zechus Tola b'mayim Hamarim. He holds that there's no such thing. There's no such thing as Zechus is going to delay the punishment. So who's the authoring of the Mishnah? The beginning tells us it's Rabbi Shimon. The Seva tells us it's Rabbi Rabbanon. So the Gemara answers like you guys just said. Amar v'chista ha money. Who's the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva. The Amar makiv es minchasa v'achakach mashke. First you give the carbon, then you do the drinking. And he also holds, ubezechus sarv l'krabban, he holds like l'krabban, that is zechus, if she had learned Torah, it would delay her punishment. The Gemara now says, behem omer mehotziu v'chulei, once they start seeing her face turn green, her eyes pop out, they say, quickly get her out of here, before she's metame the azara. So my taima, what's the tuma here? The dilma mesa, then she might die. L'meimer de mesa also b'machan l'vi, we're in the machan l'vi right now, not the machan l'kohanim. Machlavia, it's okay to have a mason in the Machlavia. But Hatan, the Brisa tells us this, that the Tomei Mace Mutali Kanis the Machlavia. Lo Tomei's Bilvad Amru, not only someone who's Tomei Mace, but the actual Elafil Mace Atma, even a dead body, let alone someone who is Tomei Mace and alive, but even the Mace itself is permitted. Shenemar, Vaikach Moshe, Es Asmos Yosef, Imo with Michitaso. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the one schlepping the Atzmos. I shouldn't say schlepping, it sounds like a bad thing. He was the one carrying the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik, the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. He was Zochah to such a mitzvah. And Moshe was in Machan Leviyah, so the Mace Atzma was there. So what's the concern if she dies? What's the big deal? I mean, in terms of the Tumah, what's the big deal? So Gemara says, Amar Bai Shema Tifros Nida. Perhaps she's going to become Nida, and someone who's Nida is actually usher to be Machan Leviyah. So if you just look at Rashi here, Rashi just explained some of the details that we need to fill in. So look at Rashi b'machan elavia. See, Rashi is a little bit higher up than where we are in the Gemara. B'machan elavia and pahar habayis. We were in har habayis. Deha as this nashim v'gam shar niknor. Those are the exits she was going to be used. Lo niskad shibu kedushas azara. They don't have the kedusha of the azara itself. They're a little bit further outside the azara. Arehein kishar har habayis. They have the din of har habayis. The har habayis is the din of machan elavia. And there we just proved that a mace can be inside the machan elavia. And Rashi explains the next line is Imo b'michitaso, that the Yosef HaTzadik's bones was with Moshe Rabbeinu. Uvimidbar na miha yushlosha machnos. There are also three camps, as we know, in the Midbar. Lufnim min ha'al klaim machna shechina, inside the klaim, inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, inside rather the Azara, inside the Ol HaMoed, that was machna shechina. V'alavim yachnu savav l'mishkan ha'idus, they were around them, zeh machna levia. V'adigalim shlosha parsal, zeh machna yisrael. And beyond that was where the rest of the Klai Yisrael was resting, that was the third camp. Moshe haya levi v'kamar imo. Moshe was a levi, and he was a machna levia, and Asos Yosef was with Moshe Rabbeinu, he was carrying them.
What happened between the time that they did the Chet Ha'egel and then Moshe went up the second time? Didn't he moved it outside, right? And he was there or not? He was just...
Oh, Asos Yosef?
No. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that between the Chet Ha'egel and he went back, he moved the Mishkan outside of the, or no?
Well, the Mishkan may not have existed yet. The Mishkan may have only came after.
Oh, so once, so he himself just moved himself outside.
Yeah.
And
right.
Right, the Mishkan was after Hashem. After right. The second time he came down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then look at the next Rashi, Shema HaTifros Nida. So what's the concern? If she dies, there's no problem of there being Tamei Meis and Harabais. So, because she might become Nida, and Rashi explains, Agav B'Yususa D'Mayim Hamarim, because she's scared of the Mayim Hamarim, that's starting to take effect on her, V'Nida V'Azov V'Azov El Balkeri Asurim B'Machin Leviyah. These are individuals, included in them is a Nida, cannot be in Harabais. So that's the concern. So the Gemara says, is this to say, Amri Abaye? Abaye says, now where am I rather here? So Abaye again answered in the Gemara, Shema Tifros Nida. Lememer, is this to say, Dibi Susa Marpi? That the being scared is going to cause it to be Nida? Now, Lashon Marpi is usually to soften, but it means to like, soften the dam, to allow the dam to flow out. Does that really happen? It does. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Tizchachel Hamalka Me'od. So this Pasuk appears where? In Esther, right, when she began to get scared and she became a Nida. Vama Rav, she pierced a Nida. She became a Nida at that point. The fear, Pachad, causes someone to be a Nida. Is that really true? Vaha Anan Tanan, Charada Mesalakas Damim. Doesn't this Mishnah tell us that Charada, a person's trembling, she's in fear, she doesn't have Dam, it removes any of the blood. The Gemara says there's a very important distinction between Pachta, Tsamis, Bisusa Marpi. Pachta, I'm not sure, it's like a sudden fear that causes its tummies to shrink, if you will, and the dam is removed, it's not seen. And the Busa, just a fear didn't come out suddenly, but it was there and it kind of built up slowly, that will cause the dam to come out.
English has it the other way around.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so let's see. Let's see what Rashi says then. Oh, yeah, Rashi's the other way around. So I was wrong. Other way around. Okay, so Pachta is a fear that's slowly building up. And Bisusa is a sudden fear. If you look at Rashi says Pachta Tzamis Daga She'ena Ba Pisum, a worry, a fear that doesn't come suddenly. El Doeges Shema Yavo Oivim Lahargo, she's scared that enemies are going to come. Tzame says Hamakor Milhotzi Dam Bafil B'Shavesta, it prevents the dam from coming. And the next Rashi would jump the rest of this Rashi. Bisusa Haba Pitum, if it's a sudden fear, Kigonzu Shalohaisa Harida Adachshav, she only suddenly did she start getting scared. Then she suddenly starts to shake. And v'chein be'iser be'ester shebalo shmuas Mordechai pisom. Whenever it comes suddenly, that causes the blood to come out. When it's something that's slowly building up, that prevents the dam from coming. Okay. The Gemara now says two dots. Yeshla zuchus hayisa v'chulei. If she has a certain zuchus. So then the zuchus is going to be tola for her. So the Gemara says, "Money masis." And who authored the Mishnah? Lo Abba Yosi ben Chanan, v'lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak, ish kvar darum, v'lo Rabbi Shmuel. Neither one of these three Tanaim. Who are these three Tanaim? Who apparently didn't author a Mishnah? Let's see how far we go. Yeah, we can go to the next Amud. So the Gemara says, "Detanya." The Braisa tells us that im yeshla zuchus, if she has a certain zuchus. Tola Lashlosha Chadashim, the Zuchus will be Tola up till and no longer than 3 months, Kidei Hakaras HaUbar, Divrei Abba Yossi Ben Chanan. 3 months in order to recognize the Ubar. So what means to recognize the Ubar? Rashi says, Kidei Hakaras HaUbar, the Darish Viniksa Aidei Zuchus, Kidei Vinizra, Zera Kishir Sheubar Nika Bimuberis. Just based on the pasuk, if she's really innocent, we know she becomes pregnant. She's zocha to have a child. So we want to see if she's zocha, if she becomes pregnant after 3 months, then we know she was innocent. Wait, what's that trying to say then? If she's innocent, she's not going to die. What's the idea? Is it just stam drasha?
Sounds like it's backing Steve's point from
yeah.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not all these years that it'll go. After 3 months, they'll know right away.
They just know right away, and therefore, what? After
right.
3 months,
it would seem that she would get pregnant immediately.
Either way, she gets pregnant. She's going to get pregnant regardless. This has some potion in it, and if she dies after 3 months, so then we know it was a punishment. Yeah, that's what's going on here.
Well, we don't know. Let's read, because I think this is just the beginning of the Braita.
Okay, so it has to be 3 months, and 3 months is a shear the Gemara tells us based on next week part. Is it no? Oh, it's based on the sugis of Tamar that 3 months is considered hakaras of Vlad, Yehuda and Tamar. I think that's the sugis we learned this from. Then the Gemara says that's all according to the first opinion. Then comes along Rabbi Eliezer ben Yitzchak ish kvar darum omer teisha chadashim 9 months shenemar v'niksa v'nizra zera. Zera Yavdenu Yusufar Zera. Haroi the Safer. So it has to be what's this the psukim who we're saying here? Rashi says, Haroi the Saper, Lchayos Vlavoli de Sipur Shvacha Shemakum. She has to be able to live long enough to see a baby and to give Shevach Tashem. So that's 9 month time period. I really need to put this together a little bit clearer. And then the third opinion here is that Rabbi Yishmael Omer Shnei Masa Chodesh, 12 months, a year. Vafa Pi Shein Rai L'davar. Even though there's no real proof for this, there's some remez, some hint towards the 12-month waiting period. Dichsev, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Daniel, Lahen Malka Milke Yishbar Olach V'chataich B'tzdaka Pruk V'avayesach B'michan Anayin. Hain, we keep going. Teveh Archa Lishal Vesach. And Ksiv, it's written further about to figure out what's going on here. Kola Mata Al Nevuchanetzer Malka Uksiv Liktas Yarchin Treasar. So, what's going on here exactly? So, let's try to type these psukim here. So, there's a Zechel Adavar when Nevuchanetzer, or rather when Daniel had a Cholom, and he explained the Cholom to Nevuchanetzer. So, he says, Lahain Malka, to you the king, the Milka Yishbar Alayach, is a king, a greater king on top of you?
It's a titav veinecha. My advice would be good in your eyes.
Right. It says, chatach mitzdaka purak, your sin will be redeemed through tzedakah. Vav yasach, also your sins, b'mechan onion, which means, hein teve archa lishlevasach. Listen to my advice. It'll be good to you. Your sins will be removed if you have mercy on aniyim.
Yeah, that you shouldn't collect missing, even though they are not.
Right. And then teve archa means length, and shavasech is shalva, is serenity, and then you have a long shalva if you do all these nice things to aniyim. And then again, it's written kola mita al Nebuchadnezzar malka. This entire interpretation was reached its made its way over to Nebuchadnezzar. Uksiv liktas yarchin treasar, and says after 12 months, bad things happen. So his zechus for doing these nice things, his tzedakah, lasted only for 12 months. So his zechus in general can only go more than 12 months.
Well, that was some dimut.
Okay. So either way, our Mishnah says 1, 2, or 3 years. This Mishnah, this Braisa had either 3 months, 9 months, or 12 months. None of them fit into our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Liolam, you know who really authored our Mishnah? Liolam is really Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael really authored a Mishnah of Ashkech, Kro, Damar, Vitani. He found the pasuk, and he said, and he learned, he darshened. It says, "Dichsiv ka amar Hashem al shlosha pishay Edom." So this pasuk appears in Amos that there are three pishay Edom, three sinners of Edom. So my apapi. So what's the raya here? So we're doing 12 times 3, I guess. Yeah, you see that Rashi there. See, Rashi says, Ashkech Kradamar, Vitani, 3, 4, 5 narrow lines down, Shonet Baharach Zman, Kolomer Mikra Kosov Shekadesh Baruch Hu Marach Zman at Shlosha Pamim, Hokach Havalu Shlosha Shanim. Karsh Baruch Hu, based on this Pasuk in Amos, again, I don't know the context here, that Karsh Baruch Hu is going to give a person like 3 chances almost. So since we know we take the most extreme length of 12 months, that Nebuchadnezzar had 12 months of the grace period, and the Pasuk Amos tells us 3 times, Shlosha Pishei Odom, 3 chances a person has, so 12 times 3 gives us a total of 3 years.
So you learn from the Nebuchadnezzar that each time is a year.
Exactly. Yeah. And Umay, Gemara concludes the last couple lines here of this piece, Umay Afa Pishein Rai L'davar Zeich L'davar. Why is only a Zeich and not a real Rai? This seems to be a very nice proof. Why is only a Zeich? Why is only a hint? Maybe over the Kochav and Goyim are more lenient. Rashi says, maybe the Basin Shalmala is not so quick to punish the Goyim. And that's why they have such a long time period, 12 months times 3, they have a total of 3 years. But maybe, says Rashi, Val Yisrael, Min Maharin Lifarim Bel Mazeh, Umedachtin Avrech Acharem. But maybe for Yidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very medactic to punish us right away in Olam Hazeh, in order to give us punishment, rather, in order to give us Schar in Olam Haba. So maybe of very different ways. And that's why it's only a Zeichel Dabar, it's not a real Raila Dabar for the Yidden.
So from the Braisa we learned the Mani Matnisin, right? It seems that she would not get pregnant. And that's why you say that you had to wait 3 months. According to one shot, you have to wait 3 months, because after 3 months you would see that she didn't get pregnant. And then you say that it's just Nidche.
I think the drush initially, I don't think it's an issue of seeing if she's pregnant or not pregnant. And then the way Rashi is saying this is that once a pasuk uses the language of pregnant, what's a pasuk say exactly? V'niksa v'nizra zera. That's just being a shear of how long zechus is tola. Nothing to do with her becoming pregnant or not becoming pregnant. That's a shear. The zechus will be tola for however long it takes a person to become pregnant. So what's the drasha? So one opinion says what it means is however long it takes for the ubar to be recognizable in general, not in this, not for her, but that's the shear and how long the zechus lasts. But Nixa Zera, which is 3 months. And the other opinion thinks, no, we wait 9 months, which is the time period of a Leda in general, how long an Ubar is there, how long a pregnancy is for. But not to say that she's pregnant and not pregnant.
It says, because the Rishmael says, the Tanya, Im yesh hazchut tola laha shlosha chodashim kidei hakarat ha-Ubar.
Right, that's the shear of hakarat ha-Ubar.
Meaning the what? So it's a shear.
It's just a shear. I mean, how long is a chus tola for?
There's nothing to do if she gets pregnant. It's just a zman.
Exactly. It's just a zman, just a shear. I think that's what Rashi is trying to indicate here. If you see Rashi, Kidei HaKaras HaUbar, around 8 narrow lines up back in Chafam and Beis, he says, Didarish, they make a drasha. The pasuk says, V'niksa Aidei Zechus, she's clean, which means a zechus. How long does a zechus last for? Kidei, as long as v'nizra zera, which is what? It's a kashir, sha'ubar nikar b'milbaris. That's the shir. But not to say that she's going to become pregnant no matter what. Even if she was guilty, she's going to become pregnant.
Right,
and then she's going to die 3 months later. It just happens to be that's a drasha. How long is a zechus tola? Whatever time period it takes for the ubar to be recognizable. And the second opinion holds that it's really 9 month period that it lasts for, because that's how long it takes for a pregnancy. Okay, shkoyach.